Have you heard about this Young Offenders movie?
I have. Sounds amazing.
Trailer is hilarious. The hype is building. And word on the street is this will be the biggest movie ever to come out of Cork. The man behind it is on the line. Good morning, Peter Foote. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Listen, you've done an amazing job on this. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I've got a couple of bits and pieces that were sent in to us. It just looks fantastic. So well done. You must be very proud of it all.
Oh, we're all very happy, guys. Thanks very much. We're delighted with it.
Good stuff. How much work goes into a thing like this? I mean, is it years?
Years, yeah. We're I suppose this would have been a fast turnaround, and we did it in about a year and a half from, I suppose, when we started filming. So, I mean, the shoot itself took us 6 months just to put an idea, and then the post-production, just the editing, took us a year. So it takes a lot longer than people think, you know.
Oh, putting movies together, it's a lot of labour goes into it. And what about money then to put something like this together? Do you get funding from anywhere?
Yeah, so we've got funding from the Irish Film Board, so they've just they come on and basically helped us with all the post production and all the stuff. Where I'd say the majority of our budget goes. So it's with them, and then I have an investor as well, Michael Doherty, who jumped in and gave us a hand, and we put some money in ourselves. So we did this relatively cheap, but you do have to go to all the sources you can to try and squeeze people for a few bob just to give you a hand, you know.
So when you look at something like the latest Jurassic Park movie, taking in $500 million, this is what you're aiming for anyway, Peter. Yeah,
if we can get $500 million, we'll make about a $500 million profit on this one.
Listen, have a listen to the trailer, guys. Here we go. This is The Young Offenders, the big Cork movie.
The yacht containing 61 bales of cocaine got into trouble off the south coast of Ireland.
The largest cocaine seizure in the history of the state.
If you're under the age of 16, you're classified as a young offender, which basically means you can't get in trouble. For some reason, they thought that our brains weren't developed enough, you know, that we wouldn't know what we were doing or something.
I know, it's stupid, isn't it?
No, I've never actually been to West Cork.
For like a holiday, and they tried to run down on one.
You gotta stop them when they're young.
He's wanted by the guards!
I've had a bad fucking day. Got over the fence. Got kicked by a young fella. And I shot an elbow.
Jumper. This is the worst plan ever.
Calling the guards. What? You can't.
Who's going to cover your days off in the shop?
Young offenders. You'll end up in a juvenile detention centre.
That's a suitable for breakfast radio version of the trailer, Peter.
I was going to say, I don't know how people are going to ever make sense of it if we have to keep on dubbing it.
Do you know what I have to say? Peter, I want to thank you for making the film, because you've no idea how much it warms my heart hearing the Cork accent in a movie and me picturing American people have gone, what kind of language are those guys speaking?
I know that it's the up in Galway Film Festival there we just came from. It was the biggest discussion that everybody had. Like, is anyone outside of Ireland going to understand what we're talking about?
They had a similar issue with Trainspotting, and subtitles came to the rescue there. So it's this movie could be big in America.
Yeah, well, I think that this is the thing. If they end up subtitling it, I think it's actually funnier. We've been watching subtitled versions of it, and actually seeing the Cork accent represented on screen in subtitles is hilarious.
The big gummy head, yeah.
Subtitling that's hilarious. Tell us about the two boys to play the main roles.
Yeah, well, all of our cast and crew, like 99% of everyone who made this movie are actually from Cork, which is brilliant, you know, and the whole thing is shot in Cork. So Alex Murphy and Chris Hurley are the two main stars of the show, and Hilary Rose, who's actually my wife, is also a star, and then PJ Gallagher is the only Dublin lad that we have in it. And Alex Murphy and Chris Murphy, they've never actually been in a film before. This is their first time getting to be on the screen. And I think when people see them, they'll realise that these are two major stars in the making. You know, they're already getting massive offers. Having us winning the award in Galway, they're already getting shouts from around the world to be in other stuff, you know.
That's brilliant.
Well, when can people see it?
It's going to be in the cinemas from the 16th of September, but I think we're going to be doing a premiere towards the end of August where people can get tickets for. And there'll be different screenings around the time, and we'll be putting different scenes online as well, so people can get sneak previews, you know.
Listen, Fantastic. It's very exciting, and well done for all the hard work. And like the scenes and the shots that you've taken of West Cork, I mean, it looks spectacular. It really does. You've done a great job on it.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much, guys.
No problem. Looking forward to it. The big Cork show, they're saying, could be the biggest Cork movie of all time. The Young Offenders is out in September. Peter, thanks for chatting to us. Best of luck.